This is one of those nights. I'd like to invite the little ones to come up and join this crowd, most of whom I've met. If any of you want to come up, please do. Good job. Oh, goody. Come right up there. You could sit with some friends anywhere you want. Wow, what a crew. Okay. So we all kind of know what day today is, right?
Yeah,
right. It's Christmas Eve, right? You betcha, it's Jesus' birthday. So, yeah. And you know what? I want you guys to help me do this homily for you and for me and for all the folks here. So, you guys are going to help out, right? Okay. So you heard the story about Joseph and Mary going from Nazareth. They had to walk all this long way. Mary is riding a donkey. They got up there, and they got to Bethlehem. And right, there's no room in the inn. So where did they end up?
Stable.
What's a stable look like? What's a stable look like, ma'am? It's kind of like a farm. It's like a small barn, isn't it? So the kid's born in a barn. Okay. Was it night or day?
Night.
Night. Right, Miss Sarah? Okay. Let's talk first about night, because I think this is part of the mystery of Jesus' birth. And all week it's been occurring to me, especially like in confessions and stuff and talking to people in my own prayer and stuff, that there's something important here. Because who likes the darkness? Why? You're just saying that. You like darkness? Why? You don't know where things are. That's interesting. Yeah, you get to see stars and stuff like that. Well, let me try this guy.
Well, I know the dark reminds us of the devil.
The dark does, huh? Reminds you of the devil. Why? What do you feel like when all the lights go off? When the lights go off, what do you feel?
It makes me relieved that I get to go to sleep.
You get to go to sleep. Okay, good. Josh. You get scared. What do you... Get scared. Why? Why?
I get scared because of the imaginary monsters.
It's the imaginary monsters. You think, what's under the dang bed? All right. What else do you feel? Yeah, you say, got to be at peace in your bed, and it's kind of scary. Yeah, what's your... Oh, yeah. Stars in the sky are kind of peaceful, but at night when the lights are out, that's what I'm trying to get. Yes, sir. You feel happy in the dark. Why? Because it's fun. Why? No, wait a minute. This is interesting. Why is it fun? Nobody can see you. That's really important. Got it. No, that's we're going to work. You guys wait. Yeah, that's not much fun.
I feel a bit comfortable because then I can like see all these characters I make up in my mind.
Okay, you could go into your imagination.
I feel kinda happy because I get to, after all my long day, I get to lay down and relax.
Okay, you get to lay down and relax, yeah, but do you like it being dark?
Yeah, I like it.
There's a guy who does. Okay. How many of you don't like it when it's really dark? I know. Okay. I'm going to talk to you guys because it's more interesting because I'm an Irish existentialist. And we're going to go after that. Like I said, just wait. Okay. What do you feel when people, even in the daytime, don't see you? What's that like? You don't like it?
There'll be a shadow.
No, but not. Do you feel like, my goodness, you're active. What?
It kind of feels a little...
It's kind of odd, isn't it? So here's part of the deal. It seems to me, okay? It seems to me that on the one hand, the darkness is scary because we don't know what's there, because we rely on our eyes to ground ourselves and know where we're at. And then at night, if you're going to walk, you don't know if you're going to trip over something or bump into something. What? Under the covers. I think we found the extroverts. Okay. Yeah, one more.
About tripping into something, yeah. I did that.
It hurts, doesn't it? And so you move really cautiously. Second thing, the good thing about people not seeing you is what? Yeah.
They can't see you doing dumb things.
You can't see you doing dumb things, right? What else? Just... You can sneak up behind them and scare them. What else?
On Halloween, it's fun to sneak up and scare people when it's dark on Halloween.
Okay, you like to scare people on Halloween. Let's get someone down here. Come on. Okay, yeah. Okay, Halloween's about candy. That's you the man. All right, let's do this. I'm going to try and wrap this up for all of us. Jesus and Mary and Joseph took Jesus to a fallen down place that nobody wanted to go. Okay? And most people don't like the dark. It's scary. And we want to call out and say, come and help me. The other side of things about not being seen is nobody knows who you are. How would that be if nobody knew who you were? What would that be like? Let's get some other introverts here. I guess we don't.
That'd be
It'd be scary, right?
But in the army, you can't just be scared of the dark.
Okay.
I'm
not sure how to work with that. But here, yes. Okay. We're wrapping this up, okay, ready? Then we're going to go bless the creche. Because the barn over there, where Jesus was born, nobody wanted to go there. And here's what I hear from adults. They don't want to go into the dark either because it's scary. And the scary part is, it's scary stuff like, here it is, loneliness is like being in the dark. Feeling unworthy is like being in the dark. Feeling empty or inadequate is like being in the dark for adults. And nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go there. Hang on, man. So that's why it's very amazing that Jesus was born there. And so what I want to do is take the first two lines of the first reading and we're going to kind of walk it through because it said the people who walked in darkness, yeah? Yeah, but if you might trip over something too. But here's the deal. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And even we who can be afraid of the dark, that's where Jesus was born, in the dark and in a stable. So, here's what we're going to do. You ready? David, you guys ready for this? We're going to turn out some of the lights. Okay? Can you handle it? David, hit it. I wasn't supposed to say David. Sorry. Okay. So this is like it. Look, that's as far as we need to go. Okay. So while you're seated, what I want you to do, and you all could join if you want, pick up your left foot and your right foot and your left foot and your right foot. No, no, you got to follow the beat. All right, now repeat after me. The people who walked in darkness. The people who walked in darkness have seen a tiny bright light. A tiny bright light. Now the whole thing. The people who walked in darkness have seen a tiny bright light. The people whose darkness kept them apart. The people whose darkness kept them apart. One more time. The people kept them apart have seen a welcoming light. The whole thing. The people whose darkness kept them apart have seen a welcoming light. Okay. Those who dwelt in a land of gloom. Those who dwelt in a land of gloom. A land of gloom and foreboding. A land of gloom and foreboding. Have found a beckoning light. Have found a beckoning light. See, this is how we're walking in darkness, okay? One more. Those afraid of walking in night. Those afraid of walking in light. Have seen a saving light. Have seen a saving light. One more. Those afraid of walking in night have seen a saving light. Those who walk of walking in night have seen a... Two more. Joseph and Mary walked into the night. Joseph and Mary walked into the night. And they brought forth the beautiful light. And they brought forth the beautiful light. There in our darkness, Jesus awaits. There in our darkness, Jesus awaits. A precious and saving and welcoming light. A precious and saving and welcoming light.